You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Know, live, transform.
This is 702.
This is 702.
For the curious.
20 minutes before noon, I want to change conversation slightly. I don't want to get into the details until I've read the judgment, the Constitutional Court judgment handed down today that you would have heard there in our EWN News headlines and news bulletin as one of the big news stories of the day. But basically, that the university, Stellenbosch University's adoption of its 2016 language policy has been upheld as constitutionally justified. It was opposed by some stakeholders of Stellenbosch University who felt that the policy infringed on the rights of Afrikaans speaking students by basically abandoning Afrikaans as a primary language of instruction. Now, the outcome of this case, I think, is progressive, but I like to suspend my own judgment until I've read a judgment closely. So until I've done so, I'm not going to give you any political or legal commentary on what the court had said and why it found as it did. Clearly, this is going to be one of those news stories that will reverberate throughout the Stellenbosch University community and in higher education. And we now have a couple of cases that have centered on language policy in the country that's worth actually a fuller discussion on our show. I want to ask you on a lighter note, a very different question. You would have heard a new ad running on Prime Media radio stations about lekker slaap. And Abel and I yesterday were chuckling when we heard that. And Abel made a very interesting claim about Afrikaans. And I wonder whether you agree with him. I was trying to think last night whether I agree with him, even as an Afrikaans speaker, that notwithstanding this Concord judgment of today, Laura, that Afrikaans is a lekker taal. And that even if you're not a native speaker of Afrikaans, it's very hard as a South African to go 24 hours without using an Afrikaans word, even if it's a colloquialism. It just slips in there. Whether your home language is it Zulu, Xhosa, English, that there are certain Afrikaans words. So while the Afrikaners of Stellenbosch, some of them, not all of them, are deeply unhappy, shame. And while Afrikaans is not the wokest language in terms of its place in the history of South African politics, why don't we have a fun conversation and make Afrikaans cool? Call in and tell me, what is your favorite Afrikaans word or phrase to use, notwithstanding some of the really difficult and earnest political, cultural history that Afrikaans as a language has? What might it be? Lekker is one such word. I can't think of another word that matches lekker. Obviously, you can think of imperfect translations, but I'm now talking about what one would say in linguistics is the sense of the word. You can find a literal translation of the word, but nothing that can capture the same sense of that word, which is why certain words and phrases cannot be translated into another language. The word lekker is one of them. There's another one, and I'm quoting, don't take me to the BCCSA, that is another favorite of mine, but this is now really higher grade stuff. The word bakhat. There's no such word when you really, really like something. Or when you say to your child, bakhat, my child, you did really, really well. It's a particular kind of plosive and it's got meaning that you can't find somewhere else. And then obviously the most obvious example is a braai. Don't tell me that a barbecue is a braai. A barbecue is not a braai. A braai is a braai. If I invite you to a braai, I'm not inviting you to a barbecue. So let's make Afrikaans cool, despite its contentious history. What are your favorite Afrikaans words or phrases? Even if you're not fluent in the language, but you find yourself using the odd Afrikaans word or phrase over a 24-hour cycle, it's hard to avoid some Afrikaans bits and pieces in your own language.
Eusebius Makaiser on 702.
Call Eusebius on 011-883-0702.
Dumile?
Ja, Eusebius.
Goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre, hoe gaan dit met jou?
Lekker soos 'n cracker.
Makkie, die ander Afrikaans term, dat is very nice, it's heartful.
Kind of sums up how we feel about our politics and lots of stuff in the land, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, Dumile, there's a difference, right, between fed up and heartful. What is your mother tongue?
My mother tongue is Xhosa.
What would be a Xhosa imperfect translation of heartful? The words, because you can't capture the sense of the word, right? Even the English equivalent, fed up is just not the same thing. There's a difference.
It's just not the same thing.
It's almost as if Gatvol is an emotion all on its own.
Okay, you said this before you called it BCC.
It's okay. It would have been a glorious exit. Thanks, Dumile. Shanae Turin says, I agree. Poop. A fart is not the same thing. There's a fart and then you have a poop. You can't translate that. Another one here on Twitter, Boerewors. I mean, how do you translate Boerewors into Xhosa? Can a Xhosa speaking person call in and tell me, how do you say Boerewors in Xhosa? I'd love to know. 011-883-0702.
702.
Eusebius is on Twitter at Eusebius.
Yeah, we're making Afrikaans cool. What are cool Afrikaans words and phrases that slip into your language, even if you're not fluent in Afrikaans per se? Shiame says, for me, it's Exedar as a form of greeting, or Etadar. Yeah, it's just not the same as hi there, right? There's a difference. Kono Matole says, stoop, Eusebius. Sepedi is my home language, says Kono. And we still say stoop. You sit on the stoop. There's no other way to say it. Reginald. Hello.
Hi, Yubi. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. My favorite word is used as slang. It's called ferry, but it comes from the Afrikaans word verder.
Oh, is that so? I didn't know what it was derived from. Okay.
So in Afrikaans, you exchange pleasantries and you'll just say ferry. And in slang, you just say ferry.
Uh-huh, okay, that makes complete sense. Yeah, I'd never thought about that. That's an interesting one. Nadine, hello. Hi, Nadine.
Devious. Yeah, I think one of my favorite Afrikaans words is grillere. Because there just isn't an English one that does everything that grillere does. It's not system, it's not gross. It's just a...
Yarnia, which is another favorite of mine. The only way I can respond to that is Yarnia. I know exactly what you mean. I can't translate it into English for anyone else. Thanks, Nadine.
Thanks.
Marjorie, how's it?
Hi, you say yes. My grandchildren have just discovered a new word in Afrikaans. They're in grade one, and it's Samar. They love it. They love it.
And it means so much more than just litter. You can also chuck him out of the house and call him Yochemors. Leave me. Michael, how's it?
Yeah, Eusebius, my favorite word for Afrikaans is the words when something's going to go down or someone's going to really get it. The popper shall dance, can you black serve, can you donut?
The popper can dance, yes.
Really expressing the real that you're going to really have it. Get it.
You're right. I don't know if that TKZ track could have gone viral without the Popagan dance right in the middle of it, right? So even in the annals of Kwaito history, you have it inserted right there, the Popagan dance. Jill, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, and you?
Mooi man.
Oh, thank you, meskat. I was going to say grill, and I'd never used the word goose flesh. I mean, can you imagine having goose flesh?
No, that sounds poncy.
It sounds weird. So grills was one of mine, and the other I just love is fark.
Yes.
It just sounds so much ruder than pig. You're such a pig.
The farker.
You are such a fark.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. I think it's because pig doesn't have enough of a plosive element to it, whereas fark...
It's a plosiveness, and fark, you could almost be thinking, people would think you're about to say something else. Which...
We shall not go there. Lulama.
Hello, Yubi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thank you. You wanted to know what Boerewors is in Isikosa.
Yes, what is it in Isikosa?
It's Yivors.
Hi, man.
I can tell you what it is in Setswana.
What is it?
Kivors.
What is it in Zulu?
Ivor.
Is Afrikaans that dominant? You remind me of my Xhosa non-mother tongue lectures at Rhodes University. Do you know what desk is in Xhosa?
Desk.
Idesika. Do you know what tafel is in Xhosa?
Itafile. Table mountain?
I don't know. Eddie. How's it, Eddie? Okay, we'll come back to Eddie in a sec. Oh, there you are. Welcome. Eddie, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you. Die Afrikaanse woord wat ons altijd gebruik is, dis waar. It doesn't matter where you are and what conversation you find yourself, but people will always agree and say, ja, dit is waar.
Dit is waar. But that's a good one. Do you think it's true gets used as often in English conversation?
Yeah, you know, irrespective of whether the person is aware of what's going on, and like you would perhaps talk about government structures or pension or something like that, and then you find that everybody says, yeah, this is waar, dit het al met my gebeur, this waar, and it never even happened to that person. It's something that we have picked up
over the true.
Ages,
that's true.
Come from the old people, yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. On Twitter, here's a good one from Cindy. When there's a good gees, Eusebius. Funny you should say that. I used that last week on the show, actually. I couldn't think of an English word, and I wasn't even trying to, because I knew that, you know, you would know, as a South African, what it is that I'm referring to. And I think it was when we had that contentious debate around Mampimpi's Instagram. I was saying that he's trying to keep the gees in the squad. How do you translate gees? I don't even know where you'd begin to find a English word that doesn't have only the same literal meaning, but conveys the same gees. Well, you can't. Hillary. Hello, Hillary.
Hi, Yuvi. How's it going?
I'm good, thank you.
I have got the best word.
Yeah?
It is versadig.
Versadig.
It means when your tummy is full, you've had just enough to eat.
It's a beautiful word, that, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, and there is no English one for it.
No, the English translation doesn't capture the same precise meaning. Yeah. It'll just be satisfied.
Oh, but you can be satisfied with anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which
exactly.
means, which makes me feel that, you know, certain cultures have experienced feelings stronger than other cultures, that they actually put a word to it.
Well, you know, that's the deeper point here from a sociolinguistic point of view. If you name it, then you expand the range of emotional and social experiences that you can have. And this is the point of learning new words. Very often people will say, we should all use just the simplest possible word that everyone understands. And I'm all for making sure that a maximum number of people can understand you when you're communicating. I think that's a good thing. But sometimes you pick a word that is a little bit rare, but that's because you are trying to pick out a very particular feeling that can't be captured with a more common word.
Yes.
Totally agree with you. Thank you, Hillary. Have a beautiful afternoon. Randall, good morning to you.
Hello, yes. The first thing when a dog wants to bite you, the first word you say is putzak.
Well, what else would you say? You know, you have to resort to putzak. Is Afrikaans your home language?
Yes, Afrikaans, yes.
Okay. I mean, I can't imagine what else you say. Putzak is the only thing you say, even if you are on holiday in Germany. Or in Barcelona.
Yes.
If a dog comes at you anywhere in the world and you are South African, the right response is futsak.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's what I wanted to say.
Thank you. Have a lovely afternoon. Final call for today. Carol, good morning.
Hello, Eusebius. The words that immediately sprung to mind were, you're dringend erin, and we need a lot of it.
Absolutely. Okay. We need it across the country and especially in the Northern Cape. Thank you, Carol.
Yeah.
Thanks all of you for a wonderful, wonderful show, and what a great variety we had today.